Blog Talk Radio.
Blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. That's right, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. I'm none other than your host for this evening, the Playboy of Comedy, Mr. Trey Love. This is my live broadcast. I don't do it at any specific time or any specific day anymore. This is just a kind of an impromptu show. I needed to get a show going, y'all. To my listeners that have my numbers blowing through the roof, I mean, man, my numbers are so hot, man. Advertisers are talking, sponsors are talking, so it's a really heavy thing, and I must thank you, the consumer, the fans, the friends, whoever's listening, whoever's making referrals. If you're just finding it out, just going through, looking for something to listen to, finding me on podcasts, man, I just want to say thank you, man, because these numbers are amazing, you know? So we got a hot show lined up for you today. Got some things I want to talk about and discuss. As you all know, it's a sad day for hip-hop. You know, as of yesterday, Chris, one of the members of Criss Cross, the darker complected brother, I think it's Chris Kelly, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that. Please check the references because I didn't have time to get all my paperwork and stuff and all my research done. But Chris Kelly, I think his name is, man, the brother, 34 years old, passed away yesterday. And, you know, that's my generation, man. We used to get out, man. We was jump. You know what I'm saying? I missed the bus, you know. These guys was pretty fly dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jermaine Dupri for putting them on the map and getting them going, you know. But it's you know, there were rumors years back that the brother had cancer. I just saw some stuff on the net. He didn't have cancer, but he did unfortunately pass away yesterday. Come to find out, there was alcohol, cocaine, and heroin involved, which kind of struck me rather odd. And again, I mean, it's one of them things, man, people that are out there doing illicit drugs, you know what I'm saying? Doing drugs that, you know, aside from just maybe, you know, a little weed here and there, you know, smoking or, you know, stuff like that. You get yourself on these drugs, man. You see what's going on, man. We just lost Whitney, you know, last year. We're losing our stars. You know, I don't, you know, again, with Michael Jackson's situation, you know, he was with legal drugs. Even still, this drug epidemic in America, and especially with entertainers, is really, really, it's really something, man. It's awful. You know what I mean? We lost Amy Winehouse, you know. I mean, it's just one of them things, man. I'm really, really a little disgusted, frustrated, and hurt, you know, to see so many young people, you know, 34 years old, losing their lives, man. So shout out to that brother, man. Wish we had some music in rotation, some old Criss Cross, but we don't have none on this show. But I promise I'm going to get some, and I'm going to line it up and play some Criss Cross for you guys. Also in the news, self-proclaimed, real live Laker fan. No need to front, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know I love my Lakers, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know I love my Lakers, but myself and the other Laker fans are feeling kind of the pain of what's going down with us, man. Our the Lake Show is over, man. The season is over. It's a wrap. Kobe went down. The injuries have been just crucial this year. It's been a rough, rough year for the Lakers as a whole, as a team, as well as for the fans. You know what I mean? It's been hard. It's been tough. You know, I mean, you have dreams for the Lakers. I mean, every year, you know what I'm saying? Kobe a bad boy. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers as a whole is just a dynamic organization. And just to have Jerry Buss pass away, I'm going to tell you the truth, y'all. I didn't even when it was come time to the playoffs, man, I kind of said to myself, I hope the Lakers don't make the playoffs. I didn't even want them to make the playoffs because I wanted them to regroup, man. You know, because, again, we made the playoffs to do what? Go and get swept in the first round by San Antonio, man. That's not Laker Nation, man. That's not how Laker Nation gets down, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of them things, man. It's just so hard to watch, accept, to realize that the Lakers need regrouping, man. The Lakers really, really need to regroup. So, you know, Jerry Buss, may you rest in peace. They did make it to the playoffs, but, man, that's about all they did because the Lakers looked really shabby, man. People try to say, oh, like, when Kobe went down, you know how people do. I love the commentators and stuff. Oh, what, are you guys better without Kobe? Hell no, the Lakers ain't better without Kobe. Stop trying to make it like Kobe's a selfish ball hog, which in ways he may be. But you know what? Stats prove, you know, numbers count. You know what I'm saying? Women lie, men lie, numbers don't. Kobe is a beast of a basketball player. He's the second coming truly of Michael Jordan, the only player that I have seen that literally can hold it down and really be a brute force the way that Michael Jordan was on the basketball court. So I want to shout Kobe out, man, for just being himself, man, giving us so many great years of championship basketball, you know, playoff basketball. And, again, like I said, you know, we could congratulate the Lakers on making the playoffs. But this year, man, it was really hard to watch, hard to deal with, man. So, you know, let's regroup and get it together next year. In L.A., y'all, we still got my boys, the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? The Clippers is in the building. But, man, Zach Randolph, them ain't playing over there, boy. It look like y'all having some issues over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Look like it ain't going too good for the Clippers right at this particular junction, man. The Clippers is having to pull it back, boy. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, no team is going down, you know, without a fight. You know what I'm saying? No team is going down without a fight. So, you know, I just want to say to my Clippers, man, get it together. Get it together, man. You know what I'm saying? Get it together. Because we really would like to see Blake Griffin. Who wouldn't like to see Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, you know what I'm saying, snatch up the championship ring? Who wouldn't like to see that? I'd love to see that. You know what I mean? But it's looking like the possibility of that happening is not happening anytime soon. I mean, realistically, they lost in the first round of the playoffs last year. And, I mean, no, the second round of the playoffs last year. And what seems to be happening is this year, they seem to be about to lose in the playoffs in the first round. So, you know, it's been talked about You know, especially after all the wins that they had this year, man, the Clippers were just a great team to watch. And it seems like they're crumbling in the playoffs, man. See, I'm going to tell you, man, that championship zeal, you know, people were, yeah, the Clippers. I was going for the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers were looking good. But the reality is this. In order to be championship contenders, man, it takes some grind and it takes some heart and it takes some pain. Like, you know, you got to beat a team four times. And every team in the NBA, I'm even realizing and learning, is a good team. You see J.R. Smith and the New York Knicks, you know, along with Carmelo Anthony. Shout out to Melo, man. They already trying to criticize and, you know, say different things about Melo, you know what I mean, doing his thing. Looks like them boy, them hot. Them Celtics ain't going out without a fight, man. You know, they're not going out without a fight. Like I said, every team in the NBA is a good and legitimate team. So, you know, shout out to Kevin Garnett, boy. You know what I'm saying? Grown man out there. You know what I'm saying? Big grown man out there. You know, I'm not really the biggest Kevin Garnett fan because I think he's a butthole. You know what I'm saying? And he's a dirty player. You know, he's a sore loser, which is good to a degree. But the grit of them boys, man, him, you know, you got cats like Paul Pierce on the floor. New York, you can't take that lightly and just go in there like, oh, yeah, you know, wearing black and stuff. And, you know, it's another thing. I've learned different things about how to conduct myself, you know, how to act after I, per se, have a good set. You know, doing stand-up. People don't like you to, per se, brag. At times, you might not even be bragging. It's just celebrating. Hey, man, did you see, you know, did you see me out there? I did good. And to a comedian that, per se, isn't funny or isn't booking or isn't doing anything, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear your good news. So, again, there comes, oh, Trey bragging. And, you know, it's like, it's not that I'm bragging, man. I just want to celebrate with you. But after so many years of stand-up, I realized, recognized, and learned that your celebration has to be within. It's to the people or the one or ones that truly do love you that you can celebrate with, that you can conversate with. The rest of them, don't even have conversation, man. Don't even talk. Just do your thing and be out. The you know, they had a convention this weekend, female comedy thing, and Tina Graham was in town. For those of you who know, Tina Graham is she's a talent coordinator. She was the talent coordinator for Def Comedy Jam, Comic View. Her name is always in the credits on these major shows that brought us, you know, the next generation after, per se, Eddie Murphy with comedy, man. And Tina's just a comedy scientist, man. She, you know, with the black comedy game, she just knows everything and everybody. She's been everywhere. And, I mean, wow, just such an amazing woman. I had the pleasure and opportunity and time to kick it with Tina and, you know, learn some things, and she gave me some tutelage, and she really motivated me, man, to just get out there, y'all, and jump on that stage and just jump on that stage. I got so much more I'm going to share and tell y'all about a little bit later, but again, we're going to finish talking about the NBA, and then we're going to go ahead and do a dedication to Chris from Chris Cross, who passed away, man. Such a sad, sad, sad thing, man. That was just such awful news, man, to just be like, okay, this kid is dead. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Every time you look up, it's some garbage, man. It's always something, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah, Chris Kelly was the name, actually. Let's see. I'm online looking it up, y'all. Yeah, Chris Kelly died at 34, man. Whew. My condolences to him. My love to his family, you know, the people that really loved him, you know what I mean? Because as celebrities, we love their music, we love their style, we love our stars, but it's people that love them in a different way from what we will ever be able to imagine, you know, them. Like when two people that died that I actually cried when they passed away was Michael Jackson and Richard Pryor, because those they were part of my life, you know. Michael Jackson and Richard Pryor, literally, both of them, you know, as examples, as entertainers, they molded me into who and what I am today, you know what I'm saying? And I know they did that. The thing is, it's not just me, you know. They did that for a generation, an entire generation. Those 70s, 80s babies, you know what I'm saying? Spinoffs of the 90s, you know, most of what came. Even Eddie Murphy, you know what I mean? Chris Brown. I'm talking stars that are hot today, are spawns of what these guys put out there, man. Because Richard, whew, man, I remember watching one of Richard Pryor's specials, and I will never forget the way the announcer said the two most beautiful words in stand-up comedy, Richard Pryor. I mean, man, that was, whew, that was where it's at. Got some stuff to update y'all on. Speaking of Richard Pryor, I did a show with Garrett Morris on Friday. I'll be getting to that a little bit later. But like I said, right now, I just, you know, hey, man, the Lakers is out, y'all. The Milwaukee Bucks is out. The Heat. You know, and I'm repping 305, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know, let me put my three teams out there. I'm a Laker lover first, not just because I live here, but I got into basketball because of the Lakers. Watching Magic Johnson, whew, that was another part of the era. You know, the Michael Jackson, the Lakers, Richard Pryor, that was an era, man. Those were like, whew, that was an amazing era. So I just want to shout out, you know, those guys for what they did, man, and for the ones that are doing what they do, you know. Kobe, get that ankle together, man. Come back next year and bust them up. Dwight, man, I want to say this about Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is a solid player. He's a great player, but everybody knows, man, you know, people put a lot on him this year. You know, but Dwight Howard had to have back surgery. You know, he's had some injuries. Not just Dwight having injuries, the other team members have had injuries. Dwight said himself, he said it was like they asked him about the season. Dwight said it was a nightmare. Literally, it was like a nightmare, like you're trying to get away from the bad guy and usually get away from the bad guy. But he said the bad guy kept coming. I was so hurt. It was tough to watch, man. You know, let me see. I think it was like 2 years ago when Dallas beat us to go on to the finals. Yeah, and win the championship against Miami. You know, when they beat us the way they did, I couldn't even watch the rest of the game when Andrew Bynum, you know, elbowed, I can't remember the little dude's name, but the little dude got some scrap in him, man. But, man, just, oof, man, Lakers, man, Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. I want to know how many people want to see Kobe get his sixth ring, man, because Kobe really wants one more to tie Jordan. And, you know, and that's really, at the end of the day, what it's all about. You know, Michael was asked right during, I think, during the All-Star break, who did he like better, LeBron or Kobe? And he jokingly said Durant, you know what I'm saying? He was like, I like Durant because, like, realistically, you know, they are two premier superstar players. But Kobe, Jordan had to go with the hardware. You know, LeBron had one, Kobe's got five. But I'm going to say flat out, looking at LeBron this year, man, LeBron and the Heat don't seem to have no slowdown in them. Them boys look like they poised to go on and get this repeat on. So I'm going to just say I wish them the best. I hope they get it. You know what I mean? My three teams, Lakers, Chicago, and Miami, the rest of them, I like teams. You know what I'm saying? I love players. But at the same time, those are my three teams. That's my trestle board going into the league, to the game every year, wishing them cats the best. So what we're going to do right now, man, is we're going to take a little music break and we're going to play a song for the Los Angeles Lakers, as well as Chris Kelly, man. Tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. You are tuned in to Handsome Life Radio. It is 7:18 p.m. Stay tuned, y'all. This goes out to Chris Kelly and his family.
How do I say goodbye? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so thank you. and I'll take with me the memory.
From Trey Love, the Handsome Life Radio staff, crew, Monica Hughes, East Coast, AJ Alexander, ATL, our Texas affiliate, Banks Entertainment, and our Miami affiliate, Patricia Mason. Everybody, we want you to know that we do wish him and his family the best. And that was also dedicated to, I'm sorry, y'all, you know, programming, it's been a minute, y'all, I'm just getting back, but I'm doing some things different here on Handsome Life. Also, I want to dedicate that to Mr. Martin Richard, and 29-year-old Crystal Campbell. All of them, those two, were killed in the Boston Marathon bombing. That's something that we're going to talk about. Let's give a different view on that. You know, I put some stuff up because I hate attacks on our beautiful country. I think that's the most horrific thing that could be done. And also Martin Richard, man, he made a sign, you know, no more hurting people, you know, because of what happened to Trayvon Martin. He was only 8 years old, people, 8 years old. And the kid had a heart. He had thoughts about, you know, how to, you know, trying to give back. You know, going to be an asset to humanity, an asset to mankind, a kid that had love in his heart and compassion for others, and he was taken from us as well, man. The world is an ugly, dirty place, man, and I just pray for him. I pray for his family. I pray for Chris Kelly. And, y'all, we just got to band and do better than what we're doing, man, because life is short, man. Life is really, really, really short, and it's just amazing to me. And then, ironically, one of the killers, one of the bombers, you know, actually it's two brothers, as you all know. They're now saying it's three suspects in the bombing and stuff like that. But they're saying that, the suspects, so to speak, they are saying that their mother was like, oh, my sons didn't do this. Look, people, and I put up something people kept saying about the government is, you know, conspiracies and stuff like that. First of all, the government runs stuff. So, like, conspiracies and all that, look, I'm not saying that there's no conspiracies out there. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is, before you go jump into things being conspiracies and whatnot, just respect the fact that there's some crazy people out here. You know, I can't even say this guy's name, Zohar Szazi or something. You know, him and his crazy brother, man. You know, it's just people that are crazy, people that are jealous, people that don't want to see good things happen to you. You know, I'm going to get into some stuff about haters, you know, and my feelings on what these guys are the supreme haters because they took their haters and made it action. Shout out to a couple of punks. You know, one punk, his name is Keith X Reed. You know who you are. You know, you're following my page, downloading pictures of my child and stuff like that, you know, and you've threatened me, you've threatened my family. But I'm going to let you know, homeboy, you know, you come at me, be ready, because we're going to get you. You know, and I say we, it's not just me. It's a whole bunch of people that love and support me. And the first thing people say is, dang, Trey, you a good dude. Why would somebody be at you? Well, again, why would a terrorist just bomb and kill innocent people that they don't know because they hate the entire country. And I'm going to say this to the people that remark on my page and say, oh, it's the government. Let me tell you something. If you don't like the United States of America, a country that my ancestors built, some of your ancestors built as well. I'm not saying we're living in a perfect world. I'm not saying that everything the government do is perfect. I'm not saying everything that our wonderful, wonderful president does is perfect, because nobody or nothing is perfect. No situation is perfect. But even he got shut down by his people when he tried to make some differences in gun laws. But I'm going to say this to people that don't like this country. Please, I implore you to pack your things up, pack your stuff up, and go be in whatever country you see fit. Go to Mexico, go to Cuba, go to Germany, go to England, London, France, Korea, Africa. Go anywhere. Get the hell out of the United States of America if you feel that bad and that strongly against this wonderful country. Go and see how it is over there. See, some people haven't been experienced or don't know the laws and how things go in other countries, but they want to sit and complain about this fine country. We have a wonderful, wonderful country and a decent government. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying that by a long shot. I mean, there could be changes in everything. You know, you could look at your spouse and say, you know what, I wish they would do this. You could look at your job and say, oh, I wish my job was like this. You could look at your kids and say, I wish my kids was like this. You can do all that. You can say how you want things to change, but what I don't think people realize is the only thing you really can change is yourself. Once you change yourself, that's how you change the world. Ooh, dang, I'm smart. Think about it. If you change yourself, you change the world and how you see it. You can't control your mama. You can't control your daddy. You can't control the government. You can't control your boss. You can't control your teacher. You can't control your friends. The only person you can control is you. Start with you. Once you start with yourself, from there, everything else will manifest into how and what and where you see it to be fit, you know? And I'm talking personal experience, guys. You know, I've been in the comedy game for quite some time. I'm an actor, comedian, you know. I work hard. I've done a lot of projects. But what can I do better? I went and got new headshots. Boom. Now my phone is ringing. I'm hitting the gym every day. People are saying, dang, you're looking good. I'm hitting open mics. I'm writing material. People are saying, man, Trey, that's funny. Why? Because I'm putting forth the effort on a day-to-day basis to make better, to do better, to create, to go forward. So that brings me to my next lecture that the conversation I'm going to be having about. I'm going to put it on out there. Haters. Promoters, liars, gossipers, fake friends, you know, people that will come to your house, eat your food, sit up in your face, talk to you like it's all good. Yeah, what's up, Trey? Man, how's that beautiful wife of yours, man? Oh, man, that's good, man. You know, how's that baby? You know, how's everything going with you? And as soon as they get behind your back, man, you know, this ain't that. You know what I'm saying? Trey, thank you, all that. I've had comedians and actors, people I respect and pay homage to, straight and go behind my back and say how arrogant I am, how conceited I am. I'm never going to be successful. And if I was to say that those things didn't bother me or they didn't touch me or they didn't hurt, I'd be lying. But at the same time, the reality is cream rises to the top. So what, because I know I'm good, that's a bad thing? You think Jordan didn't know he was good? You think Jay-Z doesn't know he's good? But you don't like to hear me say I'm good. Fine. So what I'll do from this point on is I will be humble, and I'll just get on stage, do my thing, shake your hand, and keep it pushing, you know? And it just gets to a point where you get so frustrated with people's antics. You know, people make promises and like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put you with this company, Trey, and we're going to do this and that. And see, what happens is I'm the type of person, if you tell me something, I'm going to call you on it. But then you ignore me when I keep calling you. You ignore me when I tell you, hey, introduce me to this person or do this and that. You said you was going to do it. You made these promises, but you don't hold up to your word. But see, what happens for me is I'm not going to cuss you out, beat you up, talk about you, rant on you on the Internet and stuff like that. I'm ranting on somebody that's threatening my family, Keith X Reed's punk ass. But I'm talking about, like, these other people that know exactly who they are. I don't have to say your names. But what I do know is, the way you're looking at my Facebook page, I know you're listening to my podcast. So what that tells me is you're listening to every word. So I'm going to put it out there. Stop freaking lying. Stop lying. Stop gossiping. If you can't talk to me about business, then don't call me. I don't have time to sit up and gossip about people and this comedian this and that comedian that and this person doing this and this person doing that and this actor doing this and this actor doing that. You know what that does? That messes up my time. That consumes my time. And my time is precious. Tell you, case in point, I was working with the promotion team. You know, for those of you who follow me the last few years since I've been in Los Angeles, California, pursuing my career, I was working with a promotion team at one time. Things were going real good. Then when you work with a bunch of N-I-G-G-A-S, a bunch of us, it's always some S-H, some sugar, honey, iced tea. It's always that because you got this person, what trade this, what trade that. And, well, no, I don't want to talk to you about gang banging. And no, I don't want to talk to you about all these, you know, rolling with these girls. And stuff. Man, I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of these little kids. You know what I'm saying? I love women like the next man. But I ain't, but you know what? When you're running women, unless you're a player like me, women cost money. So, no, I'm not going to roll with you to be some sugar daddy. That, oh, yeah, let's take these girls out, and then I got to buy drinks. I got a one-year-old. You understand what I'm saying? Plus, I got a career to pursue. I got cameras to buy, and I got things to do. And I can't accomplish my dreams chasing vagina. I have to chase my dream instead of chasing vagina because vagina's right there with me all the time. Y'all don't hit me touch. Getting older, getting wiser, getting better. You know what I'm saying? Making game, player game moves, you know what I mean? I'm putting some major things together, y'all. I'm putting some major things together. I'm going to be dropping all this weight on y'all and letting you know what's going on. But, yeah, like I said, I was working with this promotion team. And, like, I stopped working with them. And then, you know, you try to still remain friends with people. The thing that irks me is people will put their flyers on my page without permission. You know, inbox me and say, hey, Trey, would you share my stuff on your page? I'll do it. But it's just so awful to wake up and look at your page and somebody sharing their event on your page, but they're never sharing your event on their page. You know what I mean? These guys are the most disrespectful people I think I've ever had business in contact with. It's like you want to promote your stuff, and I mean, that's fine. But when I'm trying to get you to help and promote me, you can't help and promote me unless it has something to do with you. Well, here's what I have for you. My middle finger and an F to you. Because realistically, Trey Love is moving. I'm going places. I'm doing things. Making major contacts and contracts. So here it is. I don't need you. And when you look at the relationships with people, if it's been 1 to 2 years and you ain't make no money with these people and these people are sitting up telling you all the stuff they're going to do, well, here it is. I'm grown. I'm not one of these little kids. I'm not some little, you know, puppy like, oh, help me, help me, help me. I'm just like, hey, yeah, can we do something together? And then when I say, hey, like when I did Flappers out in the IE, hey, man, y'all come to my show. Not one time did some of these promoters and some of these people that I had drinks with, party with, claim to be my friend, like, you know, I showed love. I would show up to the events. Y'all don't even know what I've been through. It's times, man, I'm a hustler, no car, nothing, taking the train all the way to the Inland Empire to go and support people's stuff just because I said I would, hoping that I would receive the same in return. And when I did it, it was eye-opening. It was a reality check. And guess what? You're not my friend. And first of all, you never were my friend, but that's why you're deleted from my Facebook page. And I'm not going to say no names, but I'd be damned if one other person throws another flyer on my page without my permission. Just period. Count yourself deleted because it's just that simple. You know what I'm saying? It's just that quick. And also to these supposed managers, you know, these people that claim to love me so much, don't come to my show. Don't support me. Don't share my events on their page. Don't tell anybody about it. And don't come, and especially to the people that said they were coming to certain shows and didn't come, yo, that's why you're deleted. And it's very simple. I'm not being nasty or all that, but it's simple, yo. You know what I'm saying? One hand washes the other. If you can't support me, then please don't expect me to support you. I'm working hard every day doing what I got to do to survive, take care of my life, take care of my family, especially raising my beautiful one-year-old daughter. These are the things that are most precedent and priority to me, not you. So if you call yourself don't like me or you want to play this little shiesty game, you can find somebody to play it with because Trey Love don't have time for it, you know? And I'm trying to think. I want to make sure I make all these points because I know these haters is listening like, what he got to say? You know what I'm saying? What do you got to say? I got plenty to say. That's why I'm saying it. Old fake-ass promoters. Old janky asses. You know what I'm saying? These liars. Again, like I said, these liars. Yeah, I'm going to come to your show, Trey. I'm going to be there. When your show? I'm coming, dog. And don't never show up to the show. It's all good. It's all good. Because, see, at the end of the day, you need me more than I need you. Because you got to color your project up with Trey Love. Because cream rises to the top. Remember that. We're going to play a little music, man. And we're going to come right back. Man, May 2013. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. You are listening to Handsome Life Radio.
How do I?
Wrong song. Y'all believe I did that? My bad. Here it is. This go out to you haters, man. Pay due attention, haters. Make sure y'all listen real, real good.
Shall not stall, been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay,
yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay.
I'm not whistling, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice, lemonade, black ice, she thick. Got gel rough, ambition, ice is pitch. So I treat her real good like hoes on through. Small Mike, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And it's them dead fresh, and I say, I guess. Success brought up, yeah, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, I wouldn't know how to lie. Got the titties out today, showing off town line. Fans battling in my pocket, no, it's not your line. Me and Skateboard P in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time. Scoochie.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay,
yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do that, but I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic. Look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. An element, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you could do it too, and you could do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Gooch.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay,
yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay,
yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
blow the dust, man. It's very key.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
L-A-S-I-K.
L-A-S-I-K.
Let's get down.
Take your broke butt home. Yo, that's Fergie, Glamorous Life, yeah. Had to give a shout-out, man, to all the naysayers, you know, the haters, the liars, the janky promoters, you know what I mean, to let y'all know, man, like, straight up, especially when it comes to trade, you ain't running nothing, you know what I mean? You don't run it, you know? And it's funny because, like I was saying earlier, you know, about the way certain people are, you know, they take your kindness for weakness, you know, you try to be nice and kind. I'm a Southern boy, man, you know what I'm saying? I was raised a certain way, but don't take it for weakness, man, you know, like I'm gangster too. I was raised, you know, to be nice, but I was also raised not to take no stuff, you know, that's just how it is, man, you know, that's what's in me, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't raised to be nobody's chump, so being a chump is just, I can't do it, you know what I'm saying? I just really can't, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
me up, my little buttercup. Reach, tuck, sheet, snuggle up, and get stuck. Believe it or not, here comes a brother with glow. A snuggling, bubbling, overweight, loving, hugging pro. So what's it gonna be? Me or the TV? Let me take time to set your mind and your body free. So why don't you just stretch, 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 floor set. Lay around the bottle so I can cop a quick wet. Shake me, baby, baby, bake me. No need to fake, here I am, come on and take me. Wind your body, baby, move your body. I see you slip, slide it, come on and do it, hottie. I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky-dory about the thing that I just found.
Yeah, your boy was having a little technical difficulty, so I had to jump in, you know what I'm saying, and switch it up real quick. You know, that's how I do. You know, I can run my own board. Again, it's about running, operating your own. So when you're running and operating your own, you got to deal with the ups, downs, smiles, and frowns of everything. So like I was saying, y'all, you know about the haters, the naysayers, you know, people that want to come in and say this and that about love. You know, I'm going to tell you something, y'all. Those of you who have been paying attention and watching what I'm doing, I work with a lot of people, work with a lot of comedians. I put people on, you know, my radio show, which without any problem, like, here you go, you know, we get on. But you tend to realize people are taking advantage of you, like having guests on, not introducing you to the guests. You introduce them to people, they take the people and run, you know what I'm saying, act like they're your friends and they're their friends and they forget you exist. And in reality, that's L.A., you know, it's the nature of the beast. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to one up each other. But be careful who you one up, you know. Pay attention to the laws of nature, to the laws of powerful people. Because you turn your back on someone or, you know, you diss someone, you don't know where that person's going to be in 2, 3 to 5 years, and you may need that person, or even next year, which is happening right now. Now people want to get back on, get back with handsome life. Yo, it's a new day. Trey don't play. Trey don't have time for the garbage. You know what I mean? Pushing, progressing, moving forward, making things happen with my life, raising my beautiful daughter. We making some really good stuff happen. And that's what everything's about for me at this point. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Jermaine Hasbar and the co-ed sexy softball team, yo. It's going to be some softball played May 25th. I'm going to be hosting along with my boy Al. It's going to be amazing, y'all. It's going to be amazing. I'm also going to tell y'all about some upcoming shows I got coming up. Shout out to Michael Collier over there at Maverick Flats. Man, Maverick Flats on Monday nights is popping. It's an excellent place to hone your craft, to get on stage. You got good, wholesome, heart-down people over there getting down. You know, I saw pictures of Richard Pryor in there, other major stars, and it just got me excited to be part of something so big, you know what I'm saying, and getting on that stage. So shout out to them over there. Shout out also to Donald B. Welch, man. Donald Welch is really doing some amazing things in the Los Angeles area for actors, you know, as far as getting down with the plays and stuff like that, man. It's just really, really funky over there. Yo, is everybody ready for the fight, man? Mayweather gets down. Y'all saw what happened to Pacquiao. I'm not even saying Mayweather's nowhere near going to get himself in no position, because Mayweather stays in shape and he's just too sharp of a fighter. But, man, remember Pacquiao, people was laughing. Pacquiao got knocked out, looked like he had Kool-Aid legs or something, man. He was just, you know what I'm saying, he had rubbing his legs. He couldn't get up, man. The old boy put it on him. But, see, he's fought Pacquiao. I think this was their fourth fight. So even though you would say, okay, he knocked him out, I mean, dang, if you play somebody that many times, or you play, it's just like shooting pool. My boy used to beat me all the time shooting pool. When I really, really learned, got good, got my expertise together, I shot him off the table, you know what I mean? So it's one of them things. You learn a person's style. You learn how they stand. And if I'm fighting you this many times, eventually I'm going to get that. So shout out to Pacquiao. He took the gamble and got his butt kicked. But I still think he's a champ, and I still think him and Mayweather need to get it on. Because this reminds me of back in the day when Tyson was at the top of his game before he went to jail, and Evander Holyfield was at the top of his game after them fights with Riddick Bowe. That's when Tyson and Evander Holyfield should have got out in that ring, man, when they were both young stallions. It's all about money today, man. Everything revolves around money, man. It's not about the art anymore, and that's frustrating to me, you know, because I love the art of things, you know what I mean? That's what it's really about for me, the art, you know, the art. Like, where are they in their lives? Them boys supposed to get down, and they supposed to get down right now. They supposed to be boxing. So, you know, Mayweather this weekend fighting Guerrero, you know, they're going to be doing their thing, man. Did y'all hear the rant? Guerrero's daddy calling Floyd a woman beater. Yeah, we're going to beat that woman beater, man. He was hot. I mean, my thing is, you know, I don't condone domestic violence in any way. I don't. But you wasn't there. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know what happened.
You weren't there. Again, things happen, police call, domestic violence. It's always going to be the man take the rap anyway. But if you're not there, you don't know what happened. So who am I to say something about somebody else? It's not my place or position. And up to this, to that brings me into that the NBA player that came out saying he's a homosexual. First of all, just like Tammy Mack was saying, that's his business. You know, I was listening to Tammy Mack on the way home today. She was saying that's his business. Now, if Kobe or somebody come out, give me somebody that's worth coming out. I just know this dude's first name is Jason, number one. And if you are a homosexual, then good for you. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say anything negative about you. I'm not going to say anything positive about you. I'm going to say good for you. But here's the thing. Now that you're getting threatened, death threats, people are mad, people are angry. You know what I mean? And what kills me is people compare the gay struggle to the black struggle, and that always has burned me up. That's always burned me up because the two, to me, in my opinion, have two totally different contexts. Again, if you want to be gay, that's your business. I don't mind a person being gay. But what we've had to suffer through prejudices, being African-American and stuff like that, you know what I mean, the civil rights movement and all that type of thing, you know what I'm saying? It just, to me, it's apples and oranges. The two don't compare. I support anybody that's doing right. I support anybody that's uplifting the community. I have nothing personal against anyone that is of any race, creed, color, nothing. You know what I mean? That's me personally. Again, as long as you ain't bringing harm to me, my family, or to the world, you know what I'm saying, then it's cool. You should be mad with those terrorists, you know, that did the Boston bombing, killing these little kids and, you know, dismembering people for life. You know, we should be mad at whoever, you know, the people were, the guys that did September 11th. Shout out to Barack for getting Osama. Those are the people to be angry with and to be holding things against. The rest of it, to me, and again, this is my opinion, it may hold really true. It may hold real weight to some of you people. Some of you people may be like, This is bothering me. It may hold real weight to you, and if it does, then that's on you. But to me personally, it just does not hold that much weight. I'm not sorry. I'm not apologizing. It just doesn't hold that much weight to me, and that's my opinion. I'm entitled to it just like everyone else. So shout out to Ms. Toy. I'm going to be getting down with her on Ustream this coming Saturday, man. Y'all stay tuned. Follow my Facebook page, Trailer Vision. And join my Facebook page, too, y'all. I need fans over there, Trailer Vision. Just go and like it, you know what I'm saying, and let me know, you know, what's going on. And I'll keep you posted. Just to tell you all, that's Miss Toy's show I'll be doing this Saturday. And I had a bomb show. Let me see. That was April 26th at the Downtown Comedy Club. Shout out to V Dollars, man. He taped it for me. I'm going to tell you something, y'all. It's rare that I watch myself as an entertainer, and I say, dang, I did my stuff. I did my thing. Even when I watched the tape, it felt good. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my dancing, I was singing, I was acting, and I did comedy all while doing a stand-up act. But I brought it. You know what I mean? Just worked on my material. I had everything together, man. And I mean, I really, really did my thing. DVD dropping soon, man. Had some like mixtape dropping soon too. TreyLove.com is in beta. Y'all don't forget about me. Don't sleep on me, man. Cause your boy is coming. I just, when I lay low, y'all, and I regroup. Trust me, I'm regrouping. I have things I have to take care of, like taking care of my beautiful little girl, taking care of my life, you know, taking care of my family, making sure that the home front is straight, making sure we're protected. Because I'm building and growing. I'm learning. Everybody ain't got your best interest at heart. Everybody doesn't wish you well. And if they catch you slipping, they'll get you. So I have to be really, really careful, really mindful of who I let close, you know, because it's the price of fame. It comes with it. You know, it comes with it. It comes with it. It ain't nothing new to me neither. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're this damn good looking, let me stop. There they go again. Oh, he's so conceited. Yes. I ain't even going to say I'm conceited. I won't even give y'all that. I won't even give y'all that I'm arrogant. I've had people to get to know me and say, you know, people said this and that about you. And I'm like, wow. The people that said things about me, 9 times out of 10 have had no conversation with me. Also, guys, watch out on the internet for fake Trey Love pages. I'm either artistically Trey Love, Trey Love Vision, or Comedian Trey Love. Please inbox me, Instagram, on Trey Love Vision. And I saw on Twitter yesterday, somebody brought to my attention, someone just put a Trey Love 2 page up and stole all of my likeness and created a page. And I don't have two Twitter pages, y'all. I only have one Twitter page. It's Trey Love Vision. picture of me with my mixtape cover and of me on the side in the background. You can't miss it. So if you see these people imitating me, shoot me an inbox. We'll talk about it. And you can call me direct, too, 323-508-1831. Again, that's 323-508-1831. That's to everybody, all my friends, people out there. If you say, hey, Trey, I saw this page, report them. Give me a call first. And so we can report them together because some cat, you know, made a whole page, y'all. He made Artistically Trey Love and spelled the T with the L's capitalized. It was just crazy. I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. But this is the type of stuff that happens, y'all. It happens. And they say you know when you made it when somebody's imitating you. So I must be really hot stuff for someone to be creating a fake page on me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, watch that. To you, Keith, why don't you go follow that page? Why don't you follow the Trey Love Imitators? You know what I'm saying? Since I got you blocked on everything else. But a sucker like that, y'all, trust me, he going to find a way to see my stuff. You know what I mean? And it's embarrassing. It's hurtful. It's painful. But at the same time, again, I chose to be an entertainer. So it's just like when you choose to go to the military. You choose this life. You choose this career. So these are the things that come with it. So, again, I have to be mindful, protectful, and those are the things that I promise you I will do. Let me give you tell you what's going on. Oh, yeah, and about the show I did on the 26th, man, Garrett Morrison got up. He authenticated me on Facebook, Twitter, man, and Garrett Morrison from Saturday Night Live fame, Stan on Martin, Uncle Junior on the Jamie Foxx show. The man told me that I was the funniest comedian he had ever seen. Now, think about the comedians he's seen live. For him to give me an amen like that, oh, yeah, and I'll be back at the Downtown Comedy Club on May the 11th. They want me back, so I'm amazed about that. I got Maverick Flats on the 13th, and I'll be performing Universal City Walk. I'll be performing there on the 24th. So those are my dates, guys, for May. You got me at Miss Toy. You can catch me on live stream. I'll put that out there on Facebook where you can catch me live on live stream. You can watch me like right on TV, but it'll be on your internet. You can catch me at the Downtown Comedy Club May 11th, and you also can catch me at Maverick Flats on May the 13th, and I'll be at Universal City Walk on May the 24th. So I'm busy, busy, busy. God is in the blessing business, and this is something, these are the dreams that I've been dreaming of, y'all, and it's finally coming true. Phone ringing, making things happen, doing things and being places, man. This is the life, you know what I'm saying? This is what I chose. So here I am today having the time of my life. All right, y'all, we're getting ready to get it on. Let's see if we can get Trezay on the line. Then we're going to come back with some more news. I want to shout out Deborah Green, too, y'all. Deborah Green is like literally, I'm going to say, my biggest fan. Deborah Green was attending Tyler Junior College when I was performing, when I was doing the college circuit real heavy back in 06, 07. And this young lady has followed me, followed my career, supported me. I've been back. And shout out to Tyler Junior College, too. They've had me back there on numerous occasions. I've done a lot of colleges, man. That's really how I get my bread and butter. Also keep my name and face out there. But that college, man, there's something special about how they feel about me and what we've made happen over the years. I've really enjoyed performing for you guys, man. And just know that I'm going to keep bringing it. I look forward to doing that college again. I'll be attending some conferences, man. Got some stuff coming up. So we're going to be making a lot of stuff happen. As you can tell, y'all, got a busy, busy month. Be on the lookout for me for more sketches, all types of things, man. I got some sketches and stuff coming up. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little music, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start with what I wanted to do before when I had my technical difficulty. And we come back, we're going to see if we can get female comedian who is pushing her hot CD, Baby Mama Music, man. I love Trezay. I've worked with Trezay. I've booked Trezay when I was doing Flappers. Anywhere she is, I will go see her because the girl is bad. She's an amazing comedian, and hopefully we can get her on the line for an interview. If not, we're going to keep banging, y'all. Let's see if we can find love. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy is in May 2nd, 2013, 7:59 p.m. Let's ride, y'all.
Here comes a brother with glow, a snuggling, bubbling, overweight, loving, hugging pro. So what's it gonna be? Me or Here I am, come on and take me. Wind your body, baby, move your body. I see you slip sliding, come on and do it, hottie. I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky dory about the thing that I just found. Kissing Susie Q, you drop the bomb on me. Stretch it, stretch it, flex it, flex it. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I'll bless it. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as a best. We can lay down at the level, put your head on my chest.
NIGGAAs, you know, can't help it. NIGGAAs, she from Watts, so we already was planning to do this show, so we obviously aren't going to be able to do the show. I called her voicemail's full. She's supposed to call into the show. But again, this is Trey Love Vision, Handsome Life. You think we ain't going to keep it pushing? Yo, I'm a hot boy. I'm looking for a model, yo. Trust me, I'm going to poke y'all, then I'm going to rock you, and then we're going to get off the air and keep it moving, y'all.
Hot boy, ES. We do this for all the sexy ladies around the world. Let's go.
Hey, 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 little mama. Let me keep it clear like water in the Bahamas.
Tell me how you feeling, baby. That fit in your body and it's so revealing. Playing your cards right, baby. No care who dealing. You had no clue, no idea on the people you killing. Capital murder on the pick, cause she killing the gene. Never sleep when we together, fulfilling the dream. Body banging like a bomb, or better yet, O'Neal. Open the body, thinking which part of the
play like a botter. Chill in my lap, got me mashing on the throttle. Shorty walk like a model, body like a botter. Chill in my lap, got me mashing on the throttle. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, little mama. Let me keep it clear like water in the Bahamas.
Tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in May 2nd, 2013, 8:08 p.m. Yo, this show is off the chain, man. Sitting here vibing, you know what I'm saying? Getting it out there, talking about things, man. It's good to be back, man. Yo, I'm going to be doing some things, man. Got a, like I say, I already told you about the shows. Got a lot of shows coming up. Got the co-ed softball party coming up, Memorial Day weekend, May 25th. That's going to be live. Got the Mayweather fight this weekend. Y'all going to catch me with Miss Toy, too, on Saturday, live Ustream, the same day as the fight. So I got to finish up the radio show and then head over to the fight party because, you know, hey, what's a good fight without a fight party? You feel me? You know, I'll be back at the Downtown Comedy Club. I'm going to be at Universal City Walk, Maverick Flats over there with Michael Carter. You're getting it in, man. You know, also, don't forget, y'all, yours truly, Mr. Lewis Trey Love Smith, a.k.a. Trey Love, will be portraying Dr. Martin Luther King in The Year of the Diamond, a play that's coming up put on by Mello Desire. Shout out to Mello, man, for just all that she's doing in the community. You know, I've been speaking to children out at schools and seminars and stuff, and it's just been amazing, man, you know. But I'm about to get out of here, y'all. But before I get out of here, I got to hit my girls, man, because I get a lot of pokes on Facebook. So, ladies, I got to poke you back now. So, remember, in true Trey Love fashion, I will say your first name, not your last, because I don't want to get you, you know, in no trouble for poking Trey Love. You feel me? All right, let's start with Faustina, Shannon, Ramona, Candy, Gloria, Francesca, Takia, Tanisha, Kat, Tiffany, Leote, Teddy, Elke, Carmen, Mary, and let's see, Sharon. Oh, it keeps going. Alexandra, Sherry, Chevette, Kim, Radiant, Simone, Melinda, Sonia, Nisha, Sharifa, Tabisa, Aline, Alexis, and Goddess. Yo, it's a lot of ladies out there showing love, so I got to show love back. And ladies, this song is dedicated to you. I poked you, now I'm going to rock you. This is Trey Love, y'all. Tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. You are live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, 310-861-2317. Thank you.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
Comedy has been in, yo. That was I'm a Rock Out by yours truly, man. Y'all see me perform and do that live. I just want to say to everybody, man, with all the stuff going on in the world, you know, we losing people, you know, we losing people left and right. So let's prioritize, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's prioritize and let's do what we can to make a day, our days and our world a better world. And just like I said at the beginning of the show, it's one of those things. If you want to change the world, change yourself first. You know what I mean? That's what you do. You know, if you want to, you're so frustrated with the government, then do something about it. Go out and vote. Become a community activist. Do something about it instead of sitting up talking about people and complaining and stuff all the time. You know what I'm saying? We gotta do things. You know what I'm saying? If you want things to change, then you have to be the change. You know, you can't wait for change to happen. You have to make it happen. You know, that's why I thank God that, you know, I've woke up, I've seen things different, y'all. I'm telling you, it's a different trait, man, you know, in the gym every day, you know, working on my game, working on my career, you know, at the comedy shows every night, you know what I'm saying, establishing myself, making sure people see me, you know what I mean, doing what I got to do, man. Shout out to Trezae. I hope she's all right. She didn't make the show tonight, but much love to her and success in what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it pushing over here, Handsome Life, man. I might start something new. I'm thinking about doing a Daddy and Deucey show, you know, because I have my daughter during the day, and I want to be able to share my thoughts with you all, you know, just from my perspective, my point of view, give you the news and the scoop on how I feel about it. You know what I mean? It's POV, Trey Love's point of view, you know what I mean, on everything. So that's what we're going to talk about, man. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Thanks for enjoying. And the ones who listen to me and the ones who were archiving the show, I hope you enjoy it. Peace, blessings to all. Let's share this moment for life. And after this, y'all, I'm out.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life.
Drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice. All these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment. Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could.